Welcome back to the Making After School Cool podcast, the link between research, practice, and theory for after school professionals, OST researchers, parents, or anyone who's interested in the activities that are available for youth during out of school time. The Making After School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, a division of Harris County Department of Education, and I'm your host, Michael Wilson. Since this is the first podcast of 2020, I want to wish all of our listeners and followers a happy new year and much success in their endeavors to help positively shape the availability of resources for our youth. As cultural anthropologist Margaret Mead said, never underestimate the ability of a small group of dedicated people to change the world. So, today's podcast will focus on how the power of words and attitudes can influence the outcomes of programs, behaviors of people, and the success of our children. In an article written by Paula Denton and published in the Educational Leadership Journal, she asks, think back to your childhood and recall the voices of adults in your life. What kind of words did they use and how did they make you feel? Did you feel safe, motivated, and encouraged to learn? Or did the words create self-doubt, insecurity, and anger? Dr. Jack Schaefer, a retired FBI behavioral analyst and author of the book, Let Their Words Do the Talking, describes the power of words in what he refers to as the primacy theory. The primacy theory is the effect that predisposes you to initially view things based on the words and the way a person describes it. For example, the word interrogation and interview basically means the same thing, to question. However, a person would probably feel more positive to be asked for an interview rather than to be interrogated. Additionally, in a study titled Language Can Boost Otherwise Unseen Objects into Visual Awareness, psychology professor Dr. Gary Lupien from the University of Wisconsin-Madison and cognitive scientist Dr. Emily Ward from Yale University confirmed that the power of language can alter perceptions. Words create a reality. The inner dialogue you have with yourself regarding any given situation makes it a reality in your mind. Luckily, because every part of your brain works together to interpret stimuli from the world around you to create what you consider reality, you can use language and positive self-talk to reshape perceptions, attitudes, and behavior. Dr. Gary Lupien and Dr. Emily Ward's findings are published in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. In his book on interpretations, the Greek philosopher and scientist Aristotle, who is responsible for producing some of the greatest advances in human thought during his lifetime, described how change of words are powerful tools that shape the thinking and future of reality. Thus, keeping the power of words in mind, I asked Case for Kids staff to briefly put into words their hopes for 2020.
I'm Lisa Carruthers, the director of the Center for After School, Summer, and Enrichment at Harris County Department of Education. My 2020 wish is that our new elected officials embrace after school and support youth services across the city of Houston and Harris County.
Hi, my name is Kathy Evans, and I'm a manager here at Case for Kids. And my wish for 2020 for school-age programs throughout the Houston area is that kids are in quality programs where they can grow and thrive. And I know from all the research that it's very important that their teachers, the school-age professionals who are working with them, are well-trained. That helps them to have a good program. So I want really for all of the school-age professionals to know that Case for Kids has so many training opportunities available this semester. We have two symposiums, one in January and one in March, that offer all sorts of workshops, as well as tons of free training in topics like STEM and social and emotional learning, safety, and even personal growth that are all available. Most of them are free. Case for Kids is also offering this year the opportunity for staff to take online training that you can access at home, in your jammies, 24/7, and they are all interactive workshops that you do a pre and post test. That information is also listed in the training calendar. The training calendar is available on our website, which is theafterschoolzone.org. And I just hope that everyone takes advantage and uses CASE as a resource to make sure that they have professional development that they need.
Hi, my name is Trina Finlay. I am the assistant director at CASE for Kids. And my hope for 2020 is that we find more programs, projects, and activities that engage our young female students in the STEM careers.
Hi, this is Mary Glover. I'm a manager at Case for Kids. This year, I hope the students in our after-school programs discover something new, a new skill, a new talent, and enjoy it.
I am Jesselyn Arsenault, the Comprehensive After-School Manager for 21st Century and Partnership. And my hope for 2020 is that we each teach our kids in the after-school program something that will be impactful in their lives, but that we also take the time to learn something from our kids.
My name is Kimberly Akinyemi, and I am the Administrative Assistant to the Director for Case for Kids. And my hope for 2020 is for CASE to continue to find a variety of funding sources to sustain funding for after-school programs beyond the grant expiration date. Thank you.
Hello, all. My name is Monique Smith. I work for CASE for Kids. I am the Family Engagement Coordinator for Cycle 10. For 2020, I want to wish all students a Happy New Year, and also the after-school professionals, but also I would like for every child in the after-school program to meet their goals when it comes to standardized testing with the aid of the after-school program that they are a part of.
Hi, my name is Patrice. I'm an admin for Case for Kids. My hope for 2020 is for parents to stay involved with their children's education and all their activities in school.
My name is Mario Garcia. I am the project coordinator for Cycle 9. And for the year 2020, my wish would be that all of our youth in our after-school programs have a safe and exciting place to learn and have fun.
I'm Rachel Cantu. I'm the Marketing Vista from AmeriCorps. For 2020, I hope that CASE can find new innovative ways to continue to help children after school.
My name is Kitra Hewitt, and I'm the Program Coordinator for Quality Initiatives here at CASE for Kids. My wish for 2020 for program coordinators and kids alike is not to be afraid of change that has to come about in order to put true quality in programs. And for the kids not to be afraid to speak up about what they don't like in the program, and be brave enough to go ahead and fight to make the change to make it better for them.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Burnham. I'm a Communications AmeriCorps Vista volunteer for Case for Kids, and for 2020, I hope that more Houston area businesses support Lights On After School.
Hi everyone, my name is Victoria Lopez Case, and I am the Curriculum Specialist here at Case for Kids. And for the new year, I really want all of the after-school programs and the frontline staff to think about, is your program somewhere that you want your own kids to be? And if it is, then you are headed in the right direction. And if it's not, what do you need to change in order to make it a place that you want your kids to be? Make those changes and you're gonna see your program flourish.
Hi, my name is Brandy Nichols. I am a program coordinator with the Partnership Project here at Case for Kids under the Harris County Department of Education. And my hopes and goals for 2020, especially for the partnership community, is to embrace the parents' relationship with the children and carry over the enrichment and academic and SEL support from the schools into the homes and into the community. I think that with 21st Century, they create a parent piece that engages the parents with the children, but in partnership, we don't have that. So creating a space for parents to have the opportunity to in turn create that same space in their homes to give children space to converse about what they're going through or what they're feeling, how they're feeling, and how an adult can help support them through that feeling.
My name is Jacqueline Chavez, and I am the Provider Support Coordinator here at Case for Kids. And my wish for 2020 is to serve more students in our community and bring more out-of-school time learning opportunities to our kids, our families, and our schools.
My name is Claire McCullough. I am the AmeriCorps Case Debates Outreach VISTA, and my wish for 2020 is that we can continue to provide resources to assist our coaches in developing the skills of our debaters so that they will be able to graduate high school and go on to college and beyond.
Hi, my name is Chastity Celestine. I work here at Case for Kids, and I am a program coordinator. My hope for 2020 is, one, find ways to incorporate technology into our Case for Kids programs. Right now, we are in such a digital age and era, and it is so important for these kids to make sure that they are up to speed and they have access to the latest technology pieces, and to make sure we're teaching them how to properly and appropriately use it. The other thing that I want to do is to give students more field trip experiences. A lot of the times we serve underserved students, and it would just be awesome for us to continue to provide resources in order for them to be able to travel places that they wouldn't necessarily have access to on a regular day basis. And lastly, I would love to educate professionals on engaging with youth in social media. Social media is powerful. It is the next generation of everything, and it's important for educators to know how to engage with students, but to do it responsibly, and of course make them aware of the safety mechanisms that come with it. So those are my 2020 goals.
Hi, my name is Adrian Saire, Program Coordinator for the City Connections Project at Case for Kids, and my wishes are for all nonprofit organizations serving the Houston area to have a great impact on all the communities that they serve, and that students enjoy the experiences that they have through the City Connections Project. Well wishes to all of them.
Tony Candace, Case Debates Project Coordinator. So my wish for this year is that any student participating in any type of OST enrichment activity, or just even academic activity, that they take advantage of the opportunities that are presented to them. I believe the skills that they're going to learn and the skills that they do learn in out-of-school time will forever enrich their lives and their careers. So that is my wish.
Hello, my name is Audrey Jefferson. I am a family engagement specialist with the 21st Century Cycle 9 here at Case for Kids. My wish for 2020 is that the laws change to ensure that every family needing after-school care is able to receive it and other resources that are available to them.
Hi, this is Tracy, Project-Based Learning EcoBot Coordinator. I am so excited about the upcoming spring 2020. I have 3 events happening: elementary school, middle school, and high school of robotics. We are so excited. Each level has a different robot. Each competition is different. Go team, go!
My name is Jasmine Castleberry, and I'm a project coordinator for Case for Kids. And my hope for 2020 is that we remember the fun and all that is funny. With all that's going on, it's easy to get wrapped up in the stress and negativity, but let's remember to rejoice in the things that make us happy, the people who make us laugh, and the experiences that create lifelong memories.
From ancient philosophers to modern day researchers, it has been proven that there is power in words. So in closing, my hopes for 2020 is that every child has ongoing contact with a caring adult who will provide them with positive affirmations on a daily basis. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Making After School Cool podcast. I want to thank my colleagues at Case for Kids for sharing their hopes for 2020. And please join us for future episodes as we continue to explore issues, topics, and research that is pertinent to the needs of the out-of-school time field.